This week on Life of the Outdoors, we conclude our four-part series on the history of Nichols Store and how it has grown into the huge 35,000 square foot home of the outdoors that it is today.
It wasn't all built at one time. So you'd build it, you'd run out of room, and you would add another little room onto it. In 95 was probably my first major addition. It's where the guns are at now. That basically doubled the size of the store. And then I had about every 3 to 5 years, we had a little addition plan. Naturally, wasn't living high on the hog, trailer to trailer, and tried to reinvest back into the business as much as I could. Jeff Bolton was and my sister Linda Christopher. They were my two first full-time employees, and that's been about 29, 30 years ago. So at that point, started seeking out some good help, chasing my dream.
You grew this as the customers demanded it.
That's right. Years ago, there were a couple other operations in town, and growing up, I learned from their mistakes, and I knew what I could do different. It was all about customer service and a customer experience, and I already knew retail from growing up in my father's business.
But a lot of your success has come about through your association with the community and your constant involvement with the community.
I learned from the onset that when the store burned, the community, I mean, it was an outpouring for support and stuff that I went through. The church next door, very generous. And, I mean, we always have tried to give back as much as possible and hire a lot of people within the community. I mean, over the years, I can't tell you how many. It'd be well over a couple of hundred individuals who worked here over the years. But the community has been very good to me, and it's always about giving back. And it's not about what you take all the time. I like for the people who are new to the community to come in and look around, talk to our staff, and just see for themselves. How do we stack up against the other people where they might have came from? You'll get a whole different feel than you will in any box store or in a lot of other smaller mom-and-pop type operations. Everyone here is truly passionate about what they do. Whether you want to come in and grab something to eat or just bring in the kids and walk around and look, there's quite a bit to see.
Congratulations, Darren Nichols. Your hard work and perseverance and your sense of community are a model for all of us to follow.